Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An activist federal judge issued an opinion purportedly blocking President Trump's religious liberty exemption for the Obamacare abortion drug and contraceptive mandate. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, here is a judge, Matt, that ultimately, it's amazing when you think about this, is telling the United States of America, including the Department of Health and Human Services, which issues these regulations.
And the president.
And the president, that you are being forced by this order to force employers that are religious to violate their free exercise rights.
By this one judge on a bench. Trying to override and interfere with the executive branch and its constitutional authority. It's the judicial system has gotten so out of control.
Yeah, now, opponents of Trump's rules say this, and I'm going to quote it, and then we'll rebut it. And this comes from Xavier Becerra, the Attorney General of California, an attorney general that you know well because we have a number of cases, two cases particularly against him. Well, we have other cases as well, but involving pro-life. We just won the Crisis Pregnancy Center, but we also defend Sandra Merritt, who was one of the undercover investigators that revealed what was happening in Planned Parenthood. He said this, quote, "The law couldn't be more clear. Employers have no business interfering in women's health care decisions," close quote. That's Xavier Becerra, the Attorney General of California. He said that in a statement. And he is wrong. Because I litigated this, we've litigated this for a long time. We were the first lawsuit that represented private entities back in 2010, filed on the same day Obamacare was signed into law. And what's clear is that the statute itself that Congress passed does not require employers to give a contraception or abortion-inducing drugs or devices.
The statute, and even if it did, it would be unconstitutional.
Yeah, but It doesn't require that.
Right, right.
What it says is that the administrative branch, the Department of Health and Human Services, needs to come up with a list of essential coverage. And all it says is essential coverage. It does not define what essential coverage is. So the Department of HHS under Obama decided that essential coverage has to include contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and devices. It's not in the statute. It's an administrative rule. Now, guess what happened under President Trump? The same Department of Health and Human Services said, well, we're going to give an exemption. The agency that issued this mandate pulled away from that mandate, and neither one of those are addressed in the statute. It gives the agency this broad ability to define what's essential coverage. And the agency backed away from that under the Trump administration and says it's not going to require religious organizations to give contraception or abortion-inducing drugs and devices. As a result of that, the Department of Justice that was defending under Obama and under the early Trump administration, these cases of religious free exercise that were brought by groups such as Little Sisters of the Poor, you've heard of them before.
Yeah, we filed an amicus brief in that case, I remember.
Right,
yeah.
And there's others as well. They settled all of those cases because it was over when the HHS gave these religious freedom exemptions. Those cases have been settled. Even attorney's fees have been paid. The cases have been closed. And lo and behold, 13 Democratic attorney generals from 13 different states, including California, filed suit, and they selected a decision, a place in Northern California. Surprise, surprise. And they said, no, you've got to force these employers to provide abortion-inducing drugs and devices and contraception, even though they have a religious free exercise right, in opposition. And the judge said, yeah, you're right. We're going to force the federal government to force the employers to violate their free exercise right.
Think about that. That's this yeah. Judge Haywood Gilliam of the United States District Court of the Northern District of California in the Ninth Circuit, presuming to step in as director of the Department of Health and Human Services and as the head of the executive over President Trump. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and the Trump administration, the spokeswoman for the Department of HHS, Health and Human Services, said this: no American should be forced to violate his or her own conscience in order to abide by the laws and regulations governing our healthcare system. The final rules affirm the Trump administration's commitment to upholding the freedoms afforded all Americans under our Constitution. Now, that's a correct statement. And the same agency that listed as essential health coverage backed away from it and gave a free exercise exemption to religious employers, which includes Little Sisters of the Poor. So how is this judge going to force the federal government to affirmatively force these employers now, cases that have been settled
in the Supreme Court? Now he presumes to overrule the Supreme Court of the United States.
So what happens with this now?
Well, what's going to happen is the same thing that's happened before with these judges in California. They file suit in California for a reason. And the judge issues this ruling, and then it goes to the Ninth Circuit or Circus.
Circus.
Yeah. Some people refer to it. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
They'll uphold it.
They'll uphold it, and then it gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will reverse it.
We've already done this before.
We've seen this scene before.
Right.
Groundhog Day, exactly.
What's frustrating is judges thinking that they have the authority to do something like that.
It's obstructionism, is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you already have the case, the Hobby Lobby case, the Burwell versus Hobby Lobby, and the high court ruled 5-4 that the government, for a closely held for-profit corporation, could not force a private company to violate their conscience, and that the protections of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act extended to closely held for-profit corporations, exempting them from the contraceptive mandate of the so-called Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And then there was other cases continuing on, which would be the for not-for-profit, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, that were asking for the same kind of exemption. And the Obama administration said, well, that doesn't really apply to you. The Hobby Lobby case doesn't apply to you because you can be exempted per se, but you've got to designate, you've got to tell your insurance company that they have to do it. Well, that's like saying, we're not going to do something. We're not going to, like the Little Sisters of the Poor, they're in the business of saving lives, helping the destitute. And the Obama administration said, for now, you can do that so long as you participate in killing babies. They say, no, we're not going to do it. Then they say, okay, then designate somebody else to do it for you. Well, that's not a choice.
No.
I'm not going to make you kill your wife, but you have to hire a contract killer to do it.
Right. Now, that's the kind of mentality that was coming out of that administration. And thank God that the Department of Health and Human Services reversed all that under President Donald Trump. He promised to be a friend of religious freedom, and he has been. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see this. But at the end of the day, think about it. How is this decision going to be enforced? He's not like striking down a law, this judge. He's telling the government, you have to affirmatively force an employer to violate their conscience. How is that going to be enforced? I just can't understand what is behind this judge's thinking. No matter how ideologically off any judge might be, I just can't understand how this would be in the thinking of any judge or lawyer.
He definitely needs our prayers.
Well, we'll continue to follow this and keep you informed of what's going on. In fact, we've had cases that were settled as well. We were part of the representation of Ave Maria Law School. That case has been settled. So lots of these other cases, they're off the books. The government's not going to force, they're not going to prosecute, they're not going to defend these things because they've already been exempted and frankly, they're unconstitutional to begin with. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. One of the things that it makes you remember is don't be discouraged by the words you have heard. Don't be discouraged by the negative media or the things people say about you. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for Jesus. And in the end, in the end, you just have to continue to fight the battle every day. And that's what we do at Liberty Council. Join us in prayer and support. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.